Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Let's find out what all of our hopes and dreams are for Monday, the, what is today anyway, the 5th? Today's the 5th, right, already? 5th of the month, 5th of February. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen on the air on the Good Day program to welcome you to a new day, to a new hour, to a new week, to the things that are on people's minds. I know it's on my mind. $118 billion bipartisan bill to overhaul immigration. Can you imagine? Well, attached to that is the stuff for Ukraine. This is kind of the deal that was made. And so how does it affect all of us? How does this affect you? How does it affect me? How does it affect the United States of America? In reality, $118 billion. It's like, okay, here's my wallet. I may have $125 in it. You get 118 of those. And then we're left with $7 to spend on ourselves. The proposal has not been enacted yet. It's a bill, Jay, that ties all this money to the foreign aid package.
There's a lot tied into this. They lumped a whole lot of things together with this.
Yep. And so this is sort of a, I guess in a summary, it's a border deal and a foreign aid package. It helps Ukraine, it helps Israel, and I guess in a manner of speaking, it helps us. I'm still wondering about that. How is it going? Unless we shut the border down and start from scratch, I don't see how any of this, the tying together, if you will, of all of this is going to be helpful, frankly.
There's a lot. Helping Ukraine, helping Israel, helping civilians in Gaza, the border control issues in the U.S., you have, which is kind of tied in with the border control issues, the fentanyl eradication and narcotics deterrence.
Yeah. So is it a well-crafted bill? I think the question for most of us is, how does it help us? There's $20 billion for the border. How irresponsible it is that we've let this get to this point that we have to spend $20 billion to fix it. But there are a lot of people who think, hey, this is a great thing for America. Let them all come in. We're helping everybody because we can afford it. Well, how do you... Have you looked into our bank account? We have deep roots. No question that our economy is very well rooted in the country itself is well rooted. But we're, in terms of, this money is all borrowed. Every penny of it is borrowed. There isn't a nickel in here we're going to spend that hasn't been borrowed. Now, I saw one economist over the weekend who suggested that it wasn't as bad as we think it is. That is, how this is portrayed, one of the reasons the Fed isn't really worked up about what's going on, you know, they are not going to cut interest rates, but they're not going to increase them anymore, because our economy, the strength of the country, I don't even know if we call it the economy, I don't even know what to call it, what's in our bank account, or what our ability is, that's really it. So how do we take that apart? Jay, your ability to make money, my ability to make money, to exist, I guess, and to survive, to live, to thrive, we have that multiplied out, and yet there are people who will take it apart, and they'll see these guys with all this money over here, and then there's a bunch of people over here who don't have any money at all, and then there are the people in the middle, kind of like us, who it seems the weight of the world is on our shoulders. We're the ones who have to really come up with this, and these numbers are so high, there's no relationship to reality for most of us. That makes sense to me. The guise of this bill, the requirement is the Department of Homeland Security nearly shuts down the border for migrant crossings. So they will allow 5,000 people a day to come into the country. And then there's a number that weekly or something. I don't even understand the formula here. But once again, it's on the shoulders of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to carry this all out. And he's in the process of being impeached because he's incompetent. He said over the weekend, Jay, that really isn't a big, it's not a big problem. It's not really, it's not a crisis. I don't know where this guy, what's he drinking or eating, but that seems to me to make him about as irrelevant as anybody could be. I don't even know what this guy's background is. How did he get to be Secretary of Homeland Security? He certainly is a lightning rod right now for, you know, the anger of the right. But where did he come from? Anybody? Do you know where what his background is? I've never really looked into him. Cause
yeah, I'd have to look into the Google bot for that one.
Yeah. All right. Well, then how about we talk about the Grammys and the relevancy or irrelevancy, talk about age differences, that sort of thing. You know, I didn't really understand. I had turned on the television when I came in from working on the farm, mm-hmm. and there was a clip from... It looked like a movie about Cinderella, but Taylor Swift was Cinderella. And she was saying, do you know what the heck that's about? I've lost that page of musical history. I knew that
I'm unsure. I didn't see anything of it. And the only thing that's popping into my head was a still for a music video for Love Story, maybe?
No. Uh-uh. No, it wasn't that at all.
It was probably Bejeweled. Yeah, because the song Bejeweled, she kind of dresses up Cinderella-esque.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, with the Heim sisters.
Exactly. Yes.
And who was not Judi Dench, my goodness, who played the stepmom? The evil stepmother. I forgot about that.
Lisa Dern, was it Lisa Dern?
Laura Dern, yes.
Laura Dern, I mean. Yeah. Right. So that's just, what is that? That's a music video?
Yes. Yeah, it's a music video that I think it was released in
2022.
Okay, 22, yeah.
Isn't it? Well, they make reference to her as a Swiftie, or they make a joke out of her name. I see that she was in the crowd last night at the Grammys. I'm looking at a video.
Yes, she made Taylor Swift made history with her fourth, becoming the first person ever to win Album of the Year 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
Jay-Z used his moment, thanking everybody, with his Dr. Dre Global Impact Award, used his moment to acknowledge his wife, who has never once won an Album of the Year, yet she is the most decorated artist. She has the most Grammys of anybody ever.
Hmm.
And she did not have an Album of the Year, which is a little astounding.
Why would that be? What would cause that? What's
for her,
not happening?
For her not to have an Album of the Year?
Yeah. What's wrong?
Probably she's not enough hits on a single album. She has a lot of single hits.
Yeah. What I saw was once again, the Black Lives Matter movement, it seemed to me, took over. There's nothing about Trevor Noah that appeals to me, but he's not trying to appeal to me, I guess. The fact that he was a black guy from South Africa that made it big in America. Okay. Is there a divide now? Is it becoming more and more obvious that there's a divide between the ages, age groups, generations when it comes to that? I watched it long enough to know that there was pretty much nothing in it for me.
And then, oh, I loved it. Absolutely loved it. Celine Dion surprising everybody with it. Joni Mitchell had such energy. I'm typically not somebody that likes slow songs unless there's a lot of energy still behind it. She had the entire crowd speechless and silent, and then just like she had everybody in the palm of her hands.
Does that last for the whole show? I mean, there's a moment that you give a moment for this. Is that the way the show's supposed to work? A moment here for this group, and a moment here for that group, and a moment for another group? Is that how it's sort of parsed out?
Streaming along of many moments, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. We have a list of the stuff that came out of the Grammys, and maybe we'll go through that. Also, there was an earthquake in Oklahoma City, or just outside of Oklahoma City. We got to bring people up to date on that. Speaking of bringing people up to date, it's been about a year since I talked about my pillow, and I sort of looked at something last week, and folks reached out to me to see if I would go back into the fold to thank the people who have, in essence, supported the employees at my pillow for the past year or two. We all know that there's a bit of controversy, but I'm not selling the controversy. I'm selling the fact that there is a fabulous product, and right now they have an overstock. They have a clearance, and also that's combined with some new products that they right now have at the best prices they've ever had. So if you use the promo code DS when you go to MyPillow.com, you get 50% off the MyPillow 2.0, 50% off the brand new flannel sheets. Wow, those are so great. I love those flannel sheets. I have them when it's cold. These are the sheets that keep you warm. They just arrived. That stuff, I can't imagine that stock's going to last very long. Six-pack of towel sets for $29.98. Pretty much everything in the catalog that you can find at MyPillow.com is on sale right now. So take advantage of the free shipping, like if you buy a mattress from them, a mattress toppers, that sort of thing. On sale right now for $99.99. Check it all out. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DS. MyPillow.com, promo code DS.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab of Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
If allergic to Skyrizi, serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Monday, February the 5th, I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner to figure out what's going on today. You turn to page 5 of your notes. Sounds like when we were all in school, right? Page 5 of the notes from last Friday, in which we didn't expect to have to talk about the passing of Carl Weathers. He was a legend, man. Extraordinary athlete, good actor. And apparently, according to all accounts, he was really a great person to listen to people who work with him, like Arnold Schwarzenegger. So I think it's appropriate for us to spend some time here in our social media. He certainly is trending in the list, the entertainment list, the passing of a guy who had this much going for him. And he was only 76. Wow. So we'll talk about Carl. Yeah. We'll talk about Carl Weathers in a matter of moments here.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, it's time to go to school, son. Come on, get your hands up. You need an interpreter? It's time to go to school.
You're the loser.
Recognize a couple of those voices in there. So Carl Weathers was Apollo Creed in Rocky. You think that was probably, when you look at the roles that he's played, I see a picture of him with Arnold Schwarzenegger here from the movie Predator. And so he, you know, there's a lot of stuff. Looking at a picture of him from this past year, he looks like he hadn't aged well. Dolph Lundgren, who is in the Rocky movies, one of the bad guys, posted a tribute writing, quote, "I was saddened to hear the news. I'll miss Carl. He was a great actor, a terrific athlete, good friend. Cherish my special memories of him professionally and personally." And so there are any number of those. Sylvester Stallone, however, was the one that had the most to say, as you can imagine, because of the Rocky movies.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, he was
so young.
The stories, yes, say he passed away peacefully, surrounded by the people in his world that he loved. They haven't talked about what it was that ended his life. But a lot of people, apparently, this guy was quite an exceptional fellow. And he kind of, it's unclear when you look around. So you put three or four pieces together here to try to figure out what his ailments were. He'd been active in the last couple of years as far as acting is concerned. And people who saw him say, "Oh, this guy's really in great shape for his age." And all the people say that, they always say that to me. "Yeah, you're in great shape, .. for your age."
For your age,
So, anyway, he was in Kung Fu and SWAT and the $6 Million Man, Cannon, McCloud earlier on in his career. So, anyway, Carl Weathers. Not weathering the storm, as that's probably a bad pun. Anyway, he's passed away, and so we pay tribute to him here on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Did you know that 1 in 3 American families feed the birds? More than 63 million American adults enjoy this colorful pastime. And here are some fun things to do to encourage birds into your backyard. Food and feeders. Put up nectar feeders for hummingbirds and orioles. Place a window feeder on your child's bedroom window for fun bird watching. Put out fruit and jelly feeders with jelly orange and apple halves. Watch bluebirds gobble down mealworms placed in a bluebird feeder. Try a peanut feeder for chickadees, nuthatches, and woodpeckers and jays. And use a trellis to grow flowering vines for attracting hummingbirds. Plant seeds and create a hummingbird and butterfly garden. You know, there's nothing better than getting up in the morning or late in the evening and going out into your yard and watching the birds. And remember, now they have these little hidden microphones that you can actually put by your bird feeders. So this way, when the birds are out there eating, not only can you watch them, you can actually enjoy hearing them, enjoying the great meals that you give them. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin, which is the most amazing, fascinating way to take care of your weight problems that exist today. So how does that figure in to working with Calitrin?
You know, Calitrin is great for any addition to any health plan that you've got going on, whether you're trying to work out, whether you are trying to diet, maybe you're doing the meal plan. Calitrin is a health supplement that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. And it's safe, too, even if you're on medication.
So as we begin the year, what do we have for the month of January that helps to encourage people to participate?
It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply. Plus, there's a free month on there, too. So you're basically buying 3 months, getting one free.
Elizabeth Miller from Top Loss from Calitrin. Find it on the web at Top Loss.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump's federal election interference case is being stopped for now.
This comes as an appeals court considers Trump's claim of presidential immunity in the case. The court will establish a fresh trial date if and when the mandate is returned by the appeals court. This postponement is seen as a victory for the former president, who has consistently sought to defer the trial until after the 2024 presidential election. I'm John Schaefer.
The Environmental Protection Agency has proposed categorizing 9 PFAS substances, commonly referred to as forever chemicals, as hazardous to human health. The EPA signed a proposal that designates these chemicals as hazardous constituents under the Resource Conservation and Recovery Act. PFAS have been a growing concern due to their persistence in the environment and potential adverse health effects. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
This is Miles Fisher. Anytime I want to be in a good mood, I listen to my Grams on Good Day.
Started to cry, but then remembered I.
Oh my God, I just got stuck in the rain and traffic and thought I was going to miss this moment. And I could have missed the award, that's fine, but not Mariah Carey. I just saw you at the Hollywood Bowl, it was everything. I got sat in my lucky number 3 seat, and so there's a story I want to tell that sums up this moment, and I wasn't going to tell it, but now Mariah's here. So there was a little boy that all he wanted for his birthday was a butterfly. And so his parents gave him a butterfly net, and he was so excited, he just went outside out in the sun and started swinging and swinging. But with no luck, he sat down on the ground, he finally let go, and he surrendered, and he was okay that he wasn't going to capture this beautiful butterfly. And right when he did is when the butterfly came and landed right on the tip of his nose. And this song, Flowers, is my butterfly. Thank you.
Yes. That's kind of a nice moment.
That's so sweet.
All right, so I confess, this is a Good Day program. Hello, 34, almost 35 past the hour on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on Monday, the 5th of February. I kind of am in one of those curmudgeon-y moods. Kind of the grumpy. I have the last couple of days had has just really horrible headaches, and I don't know what they are. I'm going to go see somebody this morning about what it is that's making these headaches. I don't have headaches. I've never had headaches in my life. I'm not so anything. Once in a while, have a little one, but they seem to be standard. So I'm going to slip out a little early today to go see this guy to have my whatever it is that needs to be checked for it. So it's affected, I think, my attitude. So as I was, my head was pounding last night, I turned on the Grammys probably at the wrong moment. I did not see Miley. I just saw, it was kind of toward the end, and it just looked to me like there was a focus on stuff that wasn't big. And yet you look at the history of the whole program, and it looks like it was pretty big. Certainly for Taylor Swift, you said you started to talk about how she made Grammy history. New albums, new awards at the Grammys. But isn't that something that was expected? She just seems to be in that place. An almost unbelievable place where all the stars have aligned. I wonder, I was looking at the systems that allow, and you may have seen our friend Maria Trilogy has sent around a lot of information about where the stars are right now, what's aligning, but I got to tell you, it certainly is lined up for Taylor Swift. She's got all of the right things. So I guess with acknowledgement there, Jay, what other stars do you think had, as you look through the history of all of the whole show there last night, I thought one of the things that I did see on the news at the end of this was that Killer Mike, who won Grammys, left in handcuffs. What the heck was that?
During a pre-show. There's more to the Grammys than what's televised, and it was during one of the pre-show ceremonies, untelevised, and he gets his three Grammys, and then he's escorted out with handcuffs. No word if he's actually been charged with anything, but it was for questioning, which I thought if you're escorted by authorities for questioning, you do not get handcuffed.
Don't have to have handcuffs.
Yeah, right. Unsure about that one. Mm-hmm. But there were definitely some big moments. I mean, we have Taylor Swift, who became the first person to win Album of the Year 4 times. You have Miley Cyrus, who won her first Grammy. Joni Mitchell performed for the very first time at the Grammys. How is that possible?
Well, it's possible because the people, this is a club. It's like a lot of other stuff that we acknowledge. You know, the world is full of clubs. And the Grammys are the award winners, like the Oscar award winners, like any of these groups that put together these shows, they have their favorites. And the people that are on the board and the people who vote, it is kind of, if you look at the results of many of these shows over the past, let's say, 5-6 years, they haven't been what the public seem to be interested in. Certainly that's true for the Oscars, but I can't speak because I'm not an expert anymore. I was when I was a disc jockey, kind of through the 80s as to what was pop music. I saw Annie Lennox was last night asking for a ceasefire. I remember being around her at Uri Geller's wedding, thinking she was she's a character, in a manner of speaking. Mm-hmm. And she did the memorial segment, I guess. I didn't grab a hold of that.
Yeah, there are a couple different performances, and it was good. It was all. I didn't get to see it in its entirety, but I've seen a lot of the clips from everything. Lainey Wilson winning. You had Michelle Obama. She made Grammy.
So what's the story with that?
Former first lady with two wins. So she won her second Grammy for narration and storytelling for The Light We Carry, Overcoming in Uncertain Times. She beat out, I believe, Meryl Streep was nominated in that category, and somebody else that now I'm blanking on the name.
So who votes on the Grammy winners? Who determines who the winners are? Is it a vote of the public, the vote of the people who belong to...
No, it's like an Academy situation.
Yeah, okay, like the Academy Awards. So it is a club. So would Michelle Obama, have won in some open. I've always liked Michelle Obama, frankly. I thought she was the better of the two when it came to ideas and, you know, just having a lid on it in a manner of speaking. She very focused on some things that were good for the country. I'm not saying that Obama, Barack wasn't, because there's a lot. Every president does some good. Everybody, no matter where you are and who you are, at some point, even somebody like Danny Masterson did some good at some point in his or her life. So, is she the best? That'll be the question. Or did she win because she was Michelle Obama? That's kind of, I think that's a question.
I would think it was because she was the best, because otherwise, wouldn't that just be taking away from her win, saying that she won it because of other reasons rather than she was just genuinely the best as voted
by the members? I can hear people saying that, whether it's true. People say a lot of things. I just am sort of reflecting on little, comments here and there. That's all. How did the red carpet go, given the fact that they had 5 inches of rain in Los Angeles yesterday? I can't. I see a picture of Taylor Swift on the red carpet, but I can't imagine that there was a whole lot.
It's always covered, but the whole point of getting from their car, their vehicle, to the covered red carpet and trying not to get anything, and then you have that moisture that can make the hair frizz and all of that. I want to hear more about the travel. Miley Cyrus touched on it, that she was almost late because of the rain, and so many other artists had to deal with that exact same thing.
I purposely did not go to Los Angeles this weekend because earlier in the week it looked like the forecast was awful, and I know what it's like to drive around in Hollywood and from one end of Los Angeles County to the other, and this is in the heart where they have these awards that are in the heart of the city. So if there was the rain that my children talked about, I'm sure that it got in the way of a lot of people getting to that thing on time. And it made, they close off most of those venues when they do these awards. They just close all the streets off that are all around them. And so if you don't get there early, you're not going to get there at all. I'll bet you Miley Cyrus had to run kind of on her own up the street to get in there.
Award show or not, it's always gridlocked there.
Yeah, well, there's sometimes, but you know how to drive around, it's not so bad, but it can be. We hit the highlights, I think, pretty much, except the Beatles winning Best Music Video at the Grammys. So what the heck, after all of this time, what the heck, they won Best Music Video for their 1966 song "I'm Only Sleeping," which got official music video last year, right?
Yeah,
that's kind of cool. And Barbie and Oppenheimer won for some of the music from the albums of the movies, I guess. Yeah, isn't that how that kind of shook out?
Mm-hmm.
Looks like it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about those of you who are listening to our station in Oklahoma City. What the heck happened here? This 5.1 magnitude earthquake shaking up Oklahoma over the weekend. The earthquake's rating is the fourth largest rating in that state. The state of Oklahoma has had four bad over the years earthquakes. The epicenter of the earthquake was northwest of Prague, which is in Lincoln County. That's about 50 miles to the east of the city of Oklahoma City. No damage reports that were serious, no injury reports that were serious. But still, a 5.1 magnitude earthquake is nothing to, shake a stick at. This is east of the Rocky Mountains, and oftentimes the most prolific place for earthquakes is west of the Rocky Mountains. Anyway, I just found it interesting that it was almost, it seems like it was taken in stride. So hats off to the people in Oklahoma City who managed to make this thing not as bad as it might have been.
Yeah.
And had it been on the other side of the Rocky Mountains, I think it would have had a much different impact on people. And so what do you have? You have a sobering moment. Let's put it that way, right? And you have you ever experienced an earthquake, Jay?
I have not. When I lived in L.A., apparently there was one, and none of us felt it. We only knew that I was in class, and a bunch of classmates started getting text messages and phone calls of people who saw in the news that there was an earthquake asking if everybody was okay. We had no idea. But other than that, like, no, I've never experienced. I've never felt one, knowingly felt one.
Yeah. I was in one in Los Angeles in the 1990s, I'd say 96, 97, somewhere in there. And it was not, I was living in an apartment in Encino, and the lady that I was with had a lot of china and a very, very, like one of those lovely chests. And I remember it started to, I was in the hall. She said, get under the table. So I was under the table, but I saw this big chest with all this china beginning to fall over. So I got up from underneath it and I held it up so that it wouldn't crash over. That's my starkest memory of any kind of an earthquake.
Yeah, that's like the biggest one. I've been in an airplane that's had to circle before landing because there was an earthquake and they were waiting for aftershocks.
Really?
Where was that? On more than one occasion, actually. In L.A.
Really?
Coming in for the landing and we'd have to circle for a little bit, for like 20, 30 minutes.
I've not had that experience. All right, here's an experience that I have had that has helped a lot, and it'll help you out as well. Go to my pillow. Hello. Go to toploss.com and check out the new program that they have to help you lose weight, stay on schedule, and feel good about yourself. That's toploss.com for the great deals and the way that we'll all feel great about ourselves if we lose the weight at using Calitrin. Again, the website's toploss.com.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
The paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist, clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Hear that? The relaxing sound of ambient music in a yoga class. And if you were here, you'd listen to 15 people taking a deep breath in sync. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get a quote today and see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. And find inner peace with a different pose called Palms on Handlebars. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
Total by Verizon is wireless that goes all in for you. That means unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, priced by us at $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan. And as always, no contracts. Sounds pretty hard to beat, but all in is all in. So we added international calling to fill the year with more, hey girl, because it can't be total unless it's all in. Find a store and exclusive deals at TotalByVerizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate with auto pay discount beginning the month after you enroll, plus taxes and fees. Additional restrictions apply. See website for data management.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Now, 53 after the hour, Monday on the Good Day program. It's Food Farm and Family Time. You can always check out what we have in terms of help, the information that's gleaned by Jay in the Food Farm Family Report at foodfarmfamily.com. Today we celebrate Nutella. I discovered this in the last year or so. Great on vanilla ice cream or chocolate chip ice cream, as far as that's concerned. It's a spread. It's made out of hazelnut and cocoa. I never really knew what hazelnut was. I get cocoa. But there's this, there's something about Nutella. It's great in a peanut butter sandwich.
People can find anything right? to put it on. I've heard that some people put it on pizza. Like you get that salty savory thing.
Yeah.
You can use it as a dip for a spread for toast. You could use it as a dip for fruit.
Yeah. There's this Nutella Day has been around for a few years, like 15, 16 years. Started in 2007, the brainchild of somebody who really loves Nutella, a blogger named Sarah Rosso. So every year they have this day when the smoothness of Nutella. This goes, I didn't know it's been around since 1966. Australia discovered Nutella. Nutella launched in Australia in 1978. They have plants around the world. One of them is in Europe. One of them is in Sydney. But at any rate, the largest breakfast ever held with 28,000 people in attendance were celebrating Nutella in Germany in 2005 on this date. The largest continental breakfast. So anyway, 50 some odd years, or actually what, now 60 years in the making. So, Nutella. There's a cafe in Chicago on the Magnificent Mile, the Nutella Cafe, where they only serve, you go in and you can have Nutella on
Nutella
pretty much
an
anything.
Ingredient in any in everything? Wow.
Yeah. Anything.
Is there a dark
everything.
Chocolate version of Nutella?
I don't know. I have the I haven't I have I bought it once and I've used it a couple of times on ice cream and in a sandwich. But that's all. That's that. I can't tell you. It's kind of like caramel to me. That's what it feels like, tastes like.
Caramel is so good. So good.
Texture.
I had Nutella before, and I definitely understand why people like it. I just I like dark chocolate. It's really the only dark the only kind of chocolate I like is anything that has dark chocolate with it.
Not me. All right, here's a serious situation, a dire warning, in fact. Company recalling a hummus product is sold in the Wegmans stores because they have sesame that wasn't declared. This is the company called Summer Fresh Salads, a company in Canada, recalling all of the hummus. I guess the warning is about the fact that if you eat it, you know, it's full of Sesame Street. Sesame Street, good dog. Sesame seeds.
Yeah, and if you have an allergy to it, it's bad. And these are in the Wegmans stores that have come to the U.S. So we have D.C., Delaware, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina.
Yeah, they're on the East Coast.
Pennsylvania, Virginia.
So that's one thing. If you go to Wegmans, actually, is one of the great supermarket chains. I think the independent family business, I think they have 180-some-odd stores in these areas. I find them to be as good a shopping experience as you can have. Much better than it used to. It tops what used to be Whole Foods. Now, Whole Foods is nothing special, but Wegmans kind of is. All right, here are some ready-to-eat ribs from Canada. Another problem from Canada being recalled. McGregor's Meat and Seafood Limited recalling thousands of pounds of frozen ready-to-eat pork products that were not presented for import inspection into the U.S. And one would wonder why is the question.
Ow.
So, yeah. Where is the government? What are we doing here? All of that stuff that we keep asking ourselves about the government and what they're supposed to be doing. The products, as near as I can tell here, Jay, recall the subject matter, Canadian establishment numbers on the inside. So anyway, at the bottom line,
it was sent to a lot of retail locations and restaurants in Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, New York, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. So another one that is just kind of like, even if you aren't at the store buying it, be cautious of what if you order something like this that's from a restaurant.
Right.
And also, some restaurants aren't making their own things.
No,
ribs maybe on the menu and you don't realize it.
All right, and there's one other recall that I saw about Kraft mac and cheese. And I'm going to talk about that because this is going to take more time than we have. So remind me tomorrow to talk about Kraft mac and cheese, which is neither cheese nor... it's one of these things. It's not anything that you think it is. All right, 59 past the hour here on the Monday Good Day program.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.